This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'm Nikki. Andrew's here.
Yo.
Noah's here. Guess who won't be here next week? Right out of the gate, we got to tell you guys, we are taking a vacation next week. No shows.
No shows.
Sorry to tell you this way. You had to find out somehow, but we deserve it. What are you guys going to do on your week off?
Nothing.
I was just about to ask you. Yes.
Really? You have
I'm
no plans?
To Florida.
None. Except really? I'm going to hit a lot of golf balls.
Well, there you go.
You're going to Florida?
Mm-hmm.
What part?
It's going to be by the beach. Next
the park
to
by
Boca?
The beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like their burgers.
I've been there.
Boca burgers.
Yeah.
I think that was like the original veggie burger.
Oh, yeah.
We're
in them.
Burgers.
Who knows?
Probably like pea
Probably
protein.
Meat.
Yeah.
The first veggie burger was like light meat.
So are you going with Avi?
Yeah, I'm going with Avi. I'm going to be
Did
with
you rent
an
Airbnb
nephew.
Hotel? What's the sitch?
No. Flights are so expensive. Luckily, my brother and sister-in-law have a place there. So we're going to stay with them. Spend some time with my nephew. And that's it. Just relax.
And it's for how many days?
Going from Monday to Saturday.
When you stay with your sister and your brother and sister-in-law, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you stay with them, do you feel like pressure to hang and like do things that like, that's the only problem I have with staying at someone's house is you have to be like on their schedule. And I start to panic that like they're gonna think I sleep too late. They're gonna think I go to bed too late. They're gonna eat at weird times. I'm gonna have to like do activities that they want to do. Any fears of that, or are you just very much
I used to feel that way, but we rented a car so we could be independent.
Yes.
My sister-in-law is gonna be working. So like everyone kind of has like their own like sphere of like stuff going on.
Yes.
Avi's friend is actually here visiting us for the week and we gave him our car. So he like went to the museum and he's doing all these things on his own. And then at the end of the day, we meet up, we hear about his day and we do something together.
Yes. So, love it. People that go and visit people that like live in a city and you stay with them, don't expect them to be your tour guide. Have your own shit planned.
No. Yeah.
I don't like
and
that.
And also, if you have people stay at your house, don't expect those people to hang out with you all the time. But both of you. Everyone needs to like start taking care of themselves a little bit better in this world. I think that, so many people are like, you know, oh, we have these people coming. We have to entertain them. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You're doing them a favor by letting them stay at your house. You do not need to throw them parties and dinners and...
It's like, where's my Excel spreadsheet of all the museums?
I'm like, buy a book called Google. Explore St. Louis.
Yeah.
Like, that's not our responsibility. This isn't the 90s where you have to like rely on word of mouth about what to do around town.
Is supper ready?
Yeah.
Supper's at 7, right? No.
Wait, I want to hear about what you're doing because I think you have something fun.
I'm going
planned,
to Denver.
Right?
I'm going, yeah, I'm flying from Toronto to Denver. I'm meeting Kirsten at the airport. And then we are going to get an Airbnb, which I just got a message from the person who's our host who's like, hey, so I'm going to be there when you check in. I don't want host checking me in. I want to find a key underneath a rock or I want to I don't want to talk to someone. I'm a fan. I would love to meet you and show you how to work the hot tub.
No.
Can I cancel my reservation then? Because I don't want this.
Yeah. It's,
this is not what I want.
That's not vacation.
The thing is, you sometimes want to sign up under your name to be like, hey, maybe give me a deal if you know my name. But at the same time, you never get a deal. You only have to deal with people.
Is it a guy or girl?
A guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy and a fan. Yeah. But he's like, oh, we'll show you how to work the jacuzzi. And also, it'd be cool to meet you. Are you paying for that?
You show up.
You want to do a meet and greet?
He's in the jacuzzi. He's like, yeah, come on in. It's warm. You hit the button right here.
He's
it's
there
like,
naked just, in it yeah, when I get there.
Are you going to see your friend Catherine?
Yes. So Catherine, my best friend.
Send her first because she looks just like you.
Oh,
she could
yeah,
be like your sister.
That's a good idea.
And have her impersonate you.
Have her wear
you,
big glasses.
Or just have her say, yeah, like, say, hey, I'm sending my assistant.
Oh, yeah.
But she has two kids, so she's not even staying there. It's like going to be me and Kirsten. And then the next day, my sister is coming into town. I'm flying her there. And we're going to have
it's so annoying
like 3 days all together. And then we're going to go see Bare Naked Ladies and Gin Blossoms and someone else, Toad the Wet Sprocket, at Red Rocks on Wednesday.
Toad
Man. I don't know any Toad songs, but I know Gin Blossoms.
I definitely know
I'm
one.
I'm sure I know one.
It's slow. I know it's slow.
Froggy went courting down by the riverside.
That's it. Bringing me back.
Yeah.
Man.
I just picture any song.
So weird that a toad sings about frogs.
I mean, that's all they do.
It's all amphibian based.
Hip, hop, I hip it to the. Yeah. They only do. Yeah.
Wait. So it's annoying because he puts that out there and then you kind of feel.
I believe I eat flies.
I got bug eyes.
Yes. I think about it on my lily pad. I croak at night and I feel so bad. I keep the people who live next to the swamp up.
I thought you were going to say sure. It wasn't something sure in that song.
Yeah.
No, but it sucks that you like have to feel like any bit of like feeling like I can't meet you. Like, that like oh like how does someone not know that that's yeah, just like
it happens with every interaction I have online. I bought a guitar and someone was like, I can just deliver it to you at your show in Baltimore. How much are tickets? I can get you free tickets.
Yeah,
bring me the guitar. It doesn't seem like it's gonna work. It's just like everything eBay. Like, is this the Nikki Glaser? Listen, I am flattered.
Yeah, it's
but I
nice,
wanted to just add to my experience, not take from it.
Yeah,
I want someone to throw in a free guitar pick. I don't want to have to take a guitar picture.
People are Airbnb is getting a lot of hate these
really?
Days.
Yeah. Well, there's all these new apps where you can download and see if there's video cameras there. Or
oh yeah, that one guy had
you,
10 cameras. They're like inside everything.
What? Please record me and put out a sex tape. Put out a tape, please. My star needs to rise. I've always said this. I would be horrified if a sex tape was leaked. But secretly, I would feel invaded. I would feel raped in a way. I would be very I would have to go to therapy to deal with the invasion of privacy.
With the fame.
but I would make money off of it in the long run. So I'm not saying give a gift to people and invade their privacy and put something out there. I do not want it. I will never seek it. I will never, mm-hmm. I don't even have a sex tape. So there's nothing that they could even get. But if I ever make one and it gets out, only good things for my career.
You're like, I didn't know a camera was there. It's like, there were four camcorders and a boom guy. It's like, I had no idea. That teddy bear? That guy
had a lampshade on his head. It, yeah. You guys really concealed him well. I thought it was a coughing lamp.
Well, those cameras are kind of funny because they put them in a sprinkler head or whatever, and it's pretty. They're pretty obvious.
Well, if you shine a flashlight into things, and if it comes back a blue color, I don't even know. Like the thing you do, I don't even understand. Like I would do it and go, and whatever it would show is like clearly a camera, and I'd be like, that means it's not a camera. Like it's just these little things that you go.
I love a hotel. Give me a hotel over an Airbnb.
Airbnbs are great, though. Have you ever stayed in one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have plenty of times. I just like a hotel. I think a hotel is just like everything. It's the opposite of a house. I don't want another house.
But hotels are more expensive. That's why people don't do them as often.
Yeah.
And you don't get as much space. You don't have a common. If you have more than seven people, or like I'm doing a trip coming up, and I might have like nine people. Well,
then,
Noah,
yeah,
stay
then
tuned.
It makes sense. Yeah,
yeah, it's like it's too many, and you can't. And it's just nice to hang out with the people you're with at the end of the night, and like, you know, hang out and talk.
Are you
and
flying?
We're getting a we have a jacuzzi, of course, that he has to teach me how to use.
Are you flying from Toronto to
Uzi,
Detroit, or coming here first?
Toronto to Denver,
or Denver
straight
I
to
mean?
Denver, and yeah. Then from Denver, I'm going right to South Carolina to go on the Bert Kreischer fully loaded tour. Four dates, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in a bus.
So fun.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I could see how that could be a little
frightening. I just am thinking about how am I going to get ready? Like, I have tons of bags of stuff. I have to consolidate in a bus. It's going to be dark doing my makeup. Like, I know that the venues have showers and stuff, so I'm just going to be showering at the venue and stuff. And
by the last day, you're just going to be in overalls and a straw hat.
I know.
Drinking again.
I'm going to look like Bert.
This is when you should go topless. You should out topless him and just wear tassels or something.
That would be hilarious to go topless.
Dude, it would be the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
What if you had Bert's face as the nipple?
That would be great. If I was in slightly better shape, I would do it. I really would. Who knows by then? That is a good idea. But yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about. I'm just nervous about being on a tour that is with
who's
a bunch
on
of people
it with
that
you?
I don't know. Well, I do know them. Big J,
okay.
Me, Joey Diaz, Chelsea Lynn, who I'm really excited about too.
Yeah,
and then I think
fun.
One other person might be on it. Mark Norman.
Oh,
so
hey.
It's all. And then I love Bert. Like you know, it's all friends. It's gonna be fun. But it's just and it's boom, 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 boom. It's,
have you ever stayed on a bus?
Yeah, I was gonna
I don't
ask
think so. I don't think so. I know there's no shitting on the bus. I know the rules.
Oh.
There's no way that Bert Kreischer isn't shitting on a bus.
That's all he's doing. I'm surprised he doesn't sleep in there.
I think that was the name of his last special.
Shitting on a
you
bus.
You know how they do it? Like on from what I hear from bands, they take a plastic bag, they put it over the toilet, kind of like a garbage bag in a bin.
Yeah.
Poop in that, tie it up, and then throw it out.
Like a dog, the way you pick up a dog. Like a dog.
Dave Matthews didn't do that.
Dave Matthews, and then you dump it in the Chicago River. Don't drink the water.
Was that written before or after?
It was written before.
That
it was
day.
So, I mean, whoever made the connection, I definitely did not come up with that myself.
Still,
but,
it's so funny.
I
had a friend do that one time in we were in Czech Republic, and there's no like water in the toilets. So he was nervous.
Shit in a bag, and didn't he leave it there?
Yeah, he left it on the windowsill and then walked out, and then the girl went in and showered. He's like, my shit's in there. I'm like, what are you talking about? was just on the window. He was trying to hook up with her. Like, they were pretty girls.
Dude, that happened at a party in high school. I won't say which one of my friends did it, but she pooped in a bathroom. We were at a popular person's party. And it was right off the kitchen, and she went in there. She pooped.
Off the kitchen shit?
Dude.
That's dangerous.
And the toilet wasn't flushing. And she came back to the party and was just like wide-eyed. And she was like, we have to go. And we left. And she was like, it wouldn't flush. There are people right there. She did shittens. And then she took the shit and she tossed it out the window into the backyard. So it looked like dog shit.
Did they have a dog?
The old Amber Heard defense. It was the dog. I don't know if they had a dog, but
they
thought they had a chupacabra. But it was so, I just couldn't believe how funny that was. And it, even at that age, before I had done shittens, it did not shock me that someone would do that. That makes sense to me. When you were so incredulous of my shittens, which is, if you haven't heard, it's when I wrap my hand in toilet paper. And if there was a lot, you know, I've been in bathroom situations at comedy shows where there's one bathroom and then there's a line of boys behind me that I like, and I take a giant shit or just even a tiny little girly shit. And I don't want them to know that it was mine and it won't go down. So I will scoop it out and put it in the trash can and then put so much paper towels on top of it to push it down. So no one ever has to touch it or anything. The person that gets, what are you doing?
I'm thinking.
But you were just so why wouldn't you just leave it? And it's like, well, then what do you say to the person after you? They know you shit then.
No, you blame it on the person before. The dog.
Well, then what did you do on top of that for 15 minutes in there?
Taxes. I shit one time July 4th in the water in Florida, which everyone does.
Really?
And the fish.
Doesn't it float up? How do you hide that?
I didn't think, I was very wasted and it did float up and it was, but there was a pit bull, a big ass pit bull, and I blamed it on him. I go, bad dog.
Did people see it?
Yeah.
And you blamed it on the pit bull?
Yeah, blamed on the pit bull. So shout out.
You blamed it on Pitbull? Was he there?
Yeah.
Not on the alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I'm surprised that story hasn't come out. I feel like you just reckoned the truth of that story and we're ready to bring it out.
I've told you that before.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, no, it was shit in the water is hilarious. It's just like, I'm going through the storm.
I would never be able to do it because I definitely need to wipe my ass. I would never shit if there was not a way to wipe my ass.
I guess water.
A sea sponge? Some seaweed?
Yeah, some coral.
But you would just have shit in your cheeks. Wet, too. It'd be wet. Oh, God. Oh.
I think it was one log. If it was diarrhea, I think I would have.
God, one of the funniest bloopers from Parks and Rec. Sometimes I watch bloopers and stuff, and man, what's his name, who is all religious now and kind of sucks, Chris Pratt, who I've met before. I've hung out with him for a whole day, and he was so nice and so cool, everything you wanted him to be, but now he's just gotten real goofy with the Jesus stuff, and it just really irritates me and makes me nauseous, but he's so funny. I remember he was, just doing improv on that show, and it never aired, but he was talking about wiping his ass. He's like, April, he's just talking to April, his girlfriend. He's like, do you ever wipe and it just won't stop? And it's like you're wiping a marker. Which is such a perfect description.
Yeah, it is a perfect
You just cannot get it and you're like, what is going on?
Somehow more shit appears.
Yeah. It's because you didn't get it all out. I mean, that happens a lot to girls, I think, because we try to rush it because we don't want to seem like we're shitting. So you just clamp it off when you think it's been enough. And then you wipe and you go, the marker thing is happening. And you just go, you know what? I'm going to get as much of it as possible, just knowing that there's going to be a little bit in there, but it's not exposed in a way that's going to smell. As long as it's inside you, it will not smell. But when it comes out, it is immediately, it's insane to me. Sorry for all the poop
talk.
We just
wipe our ass with paper?
Well, I know that people are grossed out by that, but I don't feel grossed out by that at all.
I mean, I'm not grossed out.
I feel disgusted by when I take a poop that was in my body for hours or however long I knew, that I was walking around with it, that people are walking around the street and in Lululemon being would these shorts look cute?
Poop-poop.
And they have a gigantic log in them that's just sitting there. If that log were on the floor at Lululemon, it would be a biohazard and things would get shut down. But the difference is it is protected by a bunch of skin and a one bone.
I don't know.
Why are we okay with it? It's right there.
If you put the Lulu the logo on there, that shit's selling.
Oh my God. I would buy it. Yeah. Wait, is this exclusive? No, that's a smear
it's
of
one
shit.
Of one.
And there's a traffic cone around it so that you don't step in it. But do you guys have any of these in the back in a smaller size?
We could order it for you online. I guess so. I mean, I think I shit pretty timely, so I don't ever think about. You've been more, I don't know if you want, but constipated than I. You sometimes go a long time without.
I think there was one time that I was I could not
go. I'm thinking of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars was terrible. Yeah, I got eliminated, and then I eliminated like 14 pounds. I had no idea. If you don't know, I've told this before, like when I was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, I did not know that I had not shit for maybe a week and a half. And so I looked 4 months pregnant on the show, and after I danced, I released all of it. It was amazing. We got to go to break, and we'll talk less about this when we get back right after this. Andrew!
The pit bull swam in the river. The poop was there, but it wasn't him that delivered.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, we're back. Father's Day is Sunday.
Oh.
Do you know?
Speaking of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know. I guess I'll be calling old daddy.
Yeah, call old daddy. I got my dad a canoe.
Whoa.
We gave it to him yesterday. I mean, it was a big purchase, but, you know, I bought my mom a car 2 years ago, and my dad never got like a big purchase. Not that this is anywhere close to as expensive as a car, but you know, my brother-in-law Matt works for a Big Muddy Adventures river company, and they have a shop now that has a bunch of like river gear, and so he sells canoes. And he wrote me and was like, hey, we're thinking about getting your dad a canoe. Would you want to go in on this? And I'm like, let's do it. And so we got this canoe. And yesterday, I'm going out of town, so he's like, let's give it to him today. Yeah. So yesterday I went over there, and Matt pulls up with the canoe on his SUV. And we're waiting because my dad isn't home yet. And he gets home, and they come out of the car. And we think he's going to be like, look at this canoe. My dad loves canoes. Like, but Matt always has canoes on his car because they're always like, you know, he works for a canoe company or a you know, river travel company, whatever. He's going to be like, what a river travel company? So, adventure company. So, Arlo, their son, who's five, knows that we're giving Grandpa, who he calls Baki. We don't know why, but for some reason, Arlo has given the name. He calls other people's grandparents Grandma and Grandpa. Like, he'll be like, Nora's Grandma and Grandpa. But for some reason, he thinks that Grandma and Grandpa is Bombaki. So together like they Greek are Bombaki.
Yeah.
Grandma's Bomb and Grandpa's Baki. So Baki shows up and drives up with Bomb in the car. And they get out, and Arlo immediately runs up and is like, Baki, we got a canoe for you. And but Matt is worried because I'm like, let's reveal it to him in a funny way. Like, I was almost thinking of like, we should do the thing where, you know, we're like, have you seen those TikToks or like videos where an old man is like leaving, you know, Old Country Buffet with his family, and they're walking out to the parking lot, and there's like an old GTO from like 1962.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is my grandpa's car from when he was a teenager that he had to surrender so he could pay for his mom's cancer treatment. And he hasn't driven it since. And grandpa would go, that used to be my car. That's the same car. And he walks over to it, and he's like looking in the windows, and they're like, whose car do you think this is, grandpa? And it's like, oh, I don't know. Lucky guy. And they go, what if it's yours? And they like pull out keys. Yeah. And he's like, what? And you're like, this man's going to die like next week. You guys, have you decided who's going to get this car? Because it's not going to be his in a week.
I don't drive stick anymore. I'm too weak.
Yeah. I mean, it's debatable if this person should have a license at this point. And they're giving him a tiny little car that has like no airbags or seatbelts.
I played chicken with this.
So I asked Matt, I was like, do we have like, can we do canoe keys where I can be like, so whose canoe is this? Maybe it's yours. And like hand him up an oar or something. Mm-hmm. Or like hand him the wind. I don't know, like, what's a canoe key?
Yeah, just like a river. Like, so, oh, or you could have gave him like a real shitty boat beforehand.
Or a life jacket or something. Well, we didn't really work out the surprise.
Yeah, that's a big thing
but
to like.
Matt's freaking out because he's like, Arlo's going to give it away. And I'm like, yeah, he will, but my dad will not. Arlo says dumb shit all the time. My dad's not going to connect it to this at all. So, of course, Arlo's like, Baki, we got a canoe for you. And he was like, oh, that's for me? Like, he's just, and then all of a sudden, it's on to the next thing. Like, he didn't even register it. And so I was like, see, Matt, you don't need to worry. Because we were about to tell Arlo, don't tell him. Yeah. But it was like, then he'll tell him immediately. So my dad had no idea. And then my dad's like, let's go downstairs. What are you guys doing up here? Like, what are we doing? Let's go to the pool. Let's go downstairs. And we're like, I go, Matt, whose canoe is that on your car? And he's like, it's a guy from my company. And I was like, no, whose canoe is it? He's like, it's Big Muddy's. And I was like, no, whose canoe is it? And he's like, I go, Dad, I think it's your canoe. And he's like, oh, I wish. And then we did the whole thing. And then we were like, it is. And then, of course, my dad's like, how much does it weigh? And Matt's like 67 pounds. And he goes, that's too heavy. I can't lift that, Matt. I can't lift that. So he's returning it for a different canoe. It turns out it's a gift certificate. It's the heaviest gift certificate we've ever given someone. Because he's just returning it for a different canoe. I'm like, we could have just written on a card, you get a canoe, instead of like lugging it on top of the car.
It's,
and everything.
Such a heavy present to Matt, bring back.
And you know what? I deferred to Matt. I was going to ask my dad, like, hey, if you got a, like, or ask my mom, because she knows what my dad wants. But Matt's like, I got it. I'm a Big Muddy man. Like, I know. So I deferred to Matt, and he totally got one that's, and he's like, I can carry it. And I go, you're young. My dad is old. Like, don't make him carry heavy things. And I said to my dad, well, why don't you just keep this one and you only take this canoe out when you have like a friend with you? And he's like, no one goes out with me anymore. It's always by myself. My friends have canoes. They're 25 pounds. This is too heavy. So it's just like, again, the same thing he said about my guitar. Oh, remember when I got that guitar? Yeah, he's like, it's pretty heavy. And I go, what's the big, who cares? What?
That's, it's so like, funny. Why, the older you get, you have to like worry about how things weigh.
Yes. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And with the guitar, I was like, why? Who cares if it's heavy, Dad?
For this 3 hours, he said.
He goes, you try to, well, I think you'll care when you're playing this for 3 hours on stage. I go, why would I ever play an electric guitar on stage standing for 3 hours? First of all, I've never, that will never happen to me ever. And you switch up guitars, even if you are a musician that plays for 3 hours, you're insane.
That's 18, 10 minute all too well, so.
I gotta say, though, that you're right. There's just like something about men when they get older, they just get really persnickety and just everything's a like, oh my God, like there's no patience. It's just a, it's an old man thing. It started happening to my dad like 10 years ago. We noticed.
Yeah.
No patience. Really upset about things. Like, well, who stole, like at my birthday party, who stole my wine? Dad, we are in a private room with all my friends. No one stole your wine. Stole your wine? It's literally, I just moved it to this other table that is right next to you. But you go from, instead of looking maybe 6 centimeters to the left for a different place, you go to, someone stole it.
He's like, it's a light wine. It's easy to run off with.
It's wild.
3.2 ounces.
And just like this, like, just jumping to stole. I don't, I'm sure there's some people out there that know what I'm talking about. I mean, this is the same kind of where you lose your parents to QAnon. And you go, my dad was a smart person. What the fuck happened that he thinks Hillary Clinton's molesting babies underneath a pizza parlor? It's like, this is the slow. And it's not just my dad. It's going to happen to all of us.
I think
you just start losing your mind a little bit.
Well, you start to be scared that I only have this many years where I could actually carry a canoe and do this on my own, where I won't need help. Then eventually I think you get more relaxed when you finally, when you give up. Like,
yes.
I think he hasn't given up yet, which he shouldn't. But I'm just saying, like, he's not old enough to give up and just be like.
There is something about just, like, getting older that you
like just. Like,
just
whittling wood on a porch, you know, and you're just, like, looking out at the day. You're like, well, look at that. The tree's blowing.
Yeah. What the gifts are going to get a lot easier as he ages. Dad, here is, I made you a pasta necklace. Like, they can get back to, like, really dumb stuff. He's like, I love this.
How heavy is it? My neck is not as strong as it used to be.
No, I just
Dad,
feel like
it's flat noodles.
I don't know. I feel like everyone, though, recently, I mean, I've been agitated, too, and just, like, snapping at dumb stuff and taking things personally. And, like, I don't know. I've just been, like, doing this trick where, and I've talked about it before, but it just always helps me. I just go, if ever I'm feeling, like, last night I was feeling a lot of jealousy over some dumb thing that I was feeling jealous over someone and feeling, like, really threatened by it and all these things. And I just was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get to sleep. And I needed to get to sleep because I've had a full day today. I did radio for 3 hours. I went to the eye doctor and I went to the dentist all today already. And so I was like, I have to get up at 5 a.m. It was 11 and I was fuming over this thing. And then I was like, what if you had no ego? How would you feel right now? If you literally had no ego, like just act as if you literally are just like a piece of seaweed that has no skin in the game. Because you really are a piece of seaweed. You're a bunch of cells that are shooting off things, making you think you're a self and that you have like these feelings, but you really are just a bag of cells.
Yeah.
That are just, you're like a computer that is running and you think that you're
like. More important. We think we're more important than we are.
But if you just take your ego out, like if you're like, I don't know, if I'm upset about, oh, this person got this thing and I didn't get it. If I just go, what would I feel if that stuff didn't matter to me? Like, how would I act? And then you go like, what if I was just a baby? Like, and had just was like a thing that existed. And for some reason that just like, it's this new thing I've been doing that just like helps me. What if I had no ego? What would I feel right now? And you literally feel nothing. Like, you can't get hurt. Like, if you have no ego, if you have no, like, you can't feel bad. There's just something about it that actually works for me to take me out of like, you couldn't feel bad because nothing, you aren't anything to feel bad about. You are just, I don't know why it works for me, but I just like don't get jealous. I can just immediately snap out of it. And it's not like it doesn't come back, but it shows me what is true, which is like none of this really matters. In 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 hours, this thing I'm lit up about is not going to matter and it will be as if it never existed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just think sometimes, like, if you go, I have no ego, I'll let everything will roll off. Then it's like, then when do you stand up for yourself, or when do you?
No, you can't. If you're egoless, I mean, you still have to like have wants and needs, and you still have to survive as a human. So yeah, you're still going to have like desires. But if you do lose your ego and nothing, can you imagine if nothing affected body, whether yeah, you were made your worth? Did it make you feel like, did it make, because everything we get angry about makes us, is because we're feeling unlovable, unseen, untaken care of, like unappreciated. And it's all stuff that being like, I deserve respect. But if you were just like, that has nothing to do with me, and I just art, it doesn't really affect my bottom line if that person likes me or not. Like, I'm still going to be sitting here living and breathing. Mm-hmm. And I guess it could affect your bottom line that like, oh, you might not get a job, or you might not get a boyfriend, yeah, or whatever. But it just, there's something about, if you were just a mailbox, how would this person's hatred of you? Oh, I hate that mailbox. That mailbox is still just a fucking mailbox. Their feelings about it, or them, like, I was jealous about some person that I felt threatened by, like, oh, like, my boyfriend is going to be attracted to them. And I was just like, what is this story I'm telling? Like, who, first of all, okay, let's say my worst case scenario, that my boyfriend falls in love with another girl.
The same person that gets the job last night? Or are you
No, this is the story.
Huh?
I was just giving an example of the job. I was just jealous of a girl that I have no reason to be jealous of. But it was like, all of a sudden I was just like, okay, let's write it out. Like, what happens? Okay, so my worst case scenario, he falls in love with her. He realizes she's better than me, and he moves on. And I was just like, okay, I will be very sad. I will feel like I'm not pretty enough. I'm not as good as this person. I'm not enough. And then it's like, okay, well then like, I'll just find someone else and maybe he'll be happy. And maybe I want him to be with someone that make, like, I just like wrote it out and was like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like this whole like catastrophizing, like, fine. Okay. Well then he'll stay in St. Louis and I'll leave and I'll go somewhere else and start over. Like, I really was like, I won't be able to stay here. I would have to leave. I don't want to see him around town with this new girl. But I was like, oh, then that would be a new adventure. I'll go somewhere and I'll meet new people. Like, a whole life will open up to me that wouldn't if he didn't find this girl. Does this girl even pose a threat to me or even exist? No. It is my imagination. But even my worst case scenario of that imagination is still going to be okay.
I mean, you really played this all out. Like, what were you doing while you were doing all this?
Making my bed, or folding clothes and like folding cleaning my clothes. Room.
Yeah.
And
are
just
you
getting
speaking
ready for bed.
This out loud, or are you just like,
no, I was in my head. In my head. But I always do that of like, okay, and then what?
Yeah.
And then what? And if it doesn't lead to you dying and being homeless on the street with no one loving you and bugs in your eyeballs and hair, then really it's not worth, it's just, you're going to be okay.
I think also that too, pattern of thinking, like, that pattern of thinking, real quick, is also like the anxious attachment.
Oh, like, yeah.
Sabotaging what you have, that voice in your head that just tries to ruin your relationship.
Well, it's not sabotaging it. I was at peace with whatever happens because I don't have control over those things. And yes, I can say that it's unlikely this will happen. And Nikki, that's stupid. But for me, a better way to get over something is to play it out and realize that my biggest fear really doesn't hold that much to be afraid of. I'm not going to be decapitated because he finds another woman if that is the thing that happens in my life. My biggest fear, if something happens to Chris, if he dies, it would be devastating to my life, but everything will be okay. Like, it'll be, I could, if I just play it out, I'm like, okay, but I'm going to lose him at some point. Like, or I'm gonna die. Like, we lose everyone we know. I just play it out and I go, it just helps me. But I'm absolutely anxious attached. Like, but there are other times that I'm very avoidant. I flip, Noah. I go back and forth between avoidant and anxious attached. And I need to read more about the book. And I'm really loving this new book, Becoming Yourself. Coming Yourself.
Coming Alive.
Coming into yourself. Coming all over yourself. Yes. Coming into a live person. Coming alive.
Yeah, it's I guess if you're really egoless, you would be like, he left me for another girl, and I hope they are happy together.
I honestly feel that way. Whew.
I've always said that about, and I know that sounds crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy.
But I
think
really have felt that way. And I think that's the most secure you can be is that, and that's why I never got jealous before. It's because I always felt, Chris is with me. Like, if he wanted to be with someone else, he would be with someone else. Like, I don't think he would ever not be with me or, like, be with me and then, like, try out something else before he left me. He wouldn't do, like, I just know that. But the second I start to put a different character on him where I'm like, oh, I was actually entertaining a completely different person than Chris is in this scenario. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I was just like, you know what I was doing? I was doing exactly what women do to the other woman, which is like, it's her fault. He would never cheat on me, but she'll get him to. She will find, because that's what I think women do. Noah, do you ever feel this way where you like trust your man, but you don't trust other women? And I know this is like so weird of me to say because I love women and I've been the other woman. And people have been like, it's your fault. And I'm like, no, your boyfriend cheated on you. It's not my fault. I don't even know you. But I have to say that there's something about, sometimes I'm like, we'd be fine, but I can see other women, they might try to destroy me because they know that he would never cheat on me. Mm-hmm. So they can't get in until they destroy us first by some nefarious means.
It's such a stupid thing. And yes, I have thought that way.
Is that so crazy to think that?
It's such a because why would someone dedicate their entire life to stealing your man and ruining your life? Like, they have nothing
else
to do.
Because they want my hot boyfriend. I don't know. Listen, I think bitches be crazy.
Yeah, but if they don't feel any kind of opening, are they just going to attack? Are they going to go after it if they don't feel
any kind of flirtation? Done that?
You know what I mean?
I've not done that, but I've maybe thought that it's almost like cyberbullying. Like, I've wanted to cyberbully someone before and I'd be great at it and I know exactly what to say to get someone to really feel bad about themselves, but I would never do it because it's just such a dirty thing to do. Or like shoplifting or, you know, I don't know, property damage. Sometimes I want to do really bad things, but I don't do them, mm-hmm. but I could. And I've thought about like, oh, you know, if I could have gotten a person before that had a girlfriend, if I did some dirty stuff that made like that ruined their relationship that allowed me to be into it. But I didn't do it because I wanted that person to like me on their own merit and choose me over that person, as opposed to like, I'm going to ruin this. And then you're not going to have anyone but me.
Gotcha.
You know? So I don't do it because I want that relationship to be. But I think that some people just, I mean, Taylor steals.
But if you,
you know, like Taylor Shoffley, there are people that are just like, I don't really care about the rules.
I just think like, when does it stop though? So then it's
no,
like,
that's it's a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's another person involved, like your boyfriend, who will probably be like, okay, cool, you like me, but I'm in a relationship with someone.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why they know they can't get in that way. So they might do something to like, I don't know. I don't even know what
this
I'm thinking.
This reminds me of Peaky Blinders.
Really?
Actually, I don't want to give it away.
I'm never going
to
see it.
No, not to you. Oh. To the listener. Because there's a new season.
Okay.
It's a pretty big show.
Really? So this is related to that?
Yeah.
Of like...
Well, okay, I'll just tell you. So
I'm going to ruin this other thing that's going to make it so that person has to flee to me.
Well, no. That makes sense. In the sense of like, you can't... So the main character... can't be killed. He's never been killed.
Mm-hmm.
So finally they figured the only way that he's going to die is if he kills himself. Mm. And the only way he'll kill himself is if he gets a diagnosis that he's going to die very soon.
Right, right. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
yeah so
but,
you...
Yeah, like I won't give away
let's
how.
Say my, you know, there's a roach infestation because a company paid me $100 or whatever, $2,000 to put 100 roaches in my house.
Yes.
And I want to kill those roaches, and I can't kill them all. What if I just kill the house?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's a
you
means
take out
to
its
get
source.
The thing.
Yes, yes.
Of like, Or you know, like this person has a really cute dog and I would love that dog, but I can't steal someone's dog. What if I make it so that their landlord finds out their dog did something that they've been hiding from the landlord? What if I just write a note and I get them in trouble with the building and they have to give up their dog? And then look who's here to take their dog. I'm so sorry you have to give up your dog. Now I get it, even though I was the one that came up with the reason why you had to give it. Like, that's the kind of stuff I think about because I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And I also don't think men understand how fucking cunning women can be. That is what I don't think men underestimate how much we think and how much work we're doing underneath the surface to get what we want sometimes and what we're capable of doing. What we don't always do, but we think a lot more than men do.
Yeah.
You're friends with me. Sometimes you're like, I think sometimes too much?
Right now, you've
give me a scenario of something you want and I'll find a way to get it.
That I want?
Yeah, just anything you want, and I'll find a nefarious way to get it.
I want a new car.
You want a new car?
I mean, that's pretty easy, though. Then you just tell them that you would make an Instagram post. But how would I get it in my name?
You want a new car. You could... God, that's a really tough one to get,
okay,
though.
Sorry.
No.
Let me think of... what?
You could... Oh, you could say... you could go to a place and tell them, you could just like make a fake Instagram account and say, this is me and get a bunch of followers or like send them screenshots of and doctor a fake Instagram account that has 1.2 million followers or something and hope that the old man you're sending it to doesn't have an Instagram account of himself that he can't check it, but he sees your screenshot and just goes off of that and then gives you a car for free.
That's a lot of work. I think I'd rather.
I don't know. That's just my cursory.
No, it's, you know, you would like to think whoever you're dating would see through that shit, but yeah, no, but it's, people can be extremely manipulative and like, yeah, I'm just trying to think of a way that someone would.
They wouldn't. I'm just insecure.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of way, like I'm.
But why let your brain, like, can you
stop
those thoughts?
Because you can't
help what
your brain does. I'm a bag of cells. I don't, you just stop your thoughts,
Andrew. I'm not saying
that. Have you ever tried to stop thoughts?
I'm not saying that yes, I can stop thoughts like I could stop a bus, a moving bus.
Exactly.
I have a lot of trouble with it. But lately, like post Zoloft and Darren Zoloft, like it didn't go to that. I still have fucking, trust me, like I have depression still and I fucking still go through it and put my brain through it and think about different scenarios on how my life could be better or like worse or whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. And I fucking destroy myself. I torture myself over stuff like that.
I just think if that ever happened where I, you know, I write it out and I go, okay, if someone tried to destroy us and then they got him, I just know they wouldn't last. And first of all, he's a smart person. And if he fell for that, then I would feel sad that he got tricked. And then I would be like, oh, that sucks.
And
that
you take him back like, oh,
yeah,
you
of course
got tricked, my boy.
I would. Because, you know, we're all capable of being tricked. But also, if I really do feel, though, overall, that if I was ever with any partner and they wanted someone over me, I would be very hurt and angry. And I would make it about, like, she seduced you and all this stuff. But ultimately, I'd be like, then good. Like, I don't want you to stay with me because you're like, oh, I can't go
anywhere.
But
you would accept them back within...
No, if they apologize and were like, I can't believe what I did. I would literally forgive anyone for anything. If they go, I literally cannot believe I did that to you. That was not the person I want to be. Here's the actions I'm taking to never do that to you again. I'm going to see this person. I'm reading this book. I'm like, they're showing me the actions. They are horrified by what they did. Yeah. I would forgive literally anything.
But there's a difference between
literally
forgiving and then taking them back.
Oh,
right?
I'd take them back if I still loved them and felt love for them again, I would definitely entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
A friend, anyone who like scorned me, if they came back around and really made amends in a way that I accept any apology. I'm telling you, I hate Donald Trump more than anyone could hate Donald Trump. But if he all of a sudden woke up one day and was like, I can't believe this.
Whoa.
Is humiliating what I've done. I am a moron. What was I thinking? This is, I'm so sorry. I would say you fucked up, but I accept your apology and I'm open to you proving yourself that you're different now. I really would. I would be able to forgive him, even him, which is saying a lot. And I think I wish that people would do that for me. you know, like I recently did something that I'm like, oh God, it was embarrassing. And I asked her for forgiveness. I was like, I'm really sorry that I did that to you. And I never want to do it again. And here's what I'm doing. I did all the things, like, here's what I'm doing, so I'll never do that again. And she was like, yeah, I hear you. Okay, good. And like, she's still, I'm like, you're still allowed to be mad that I did this. I'm not asking you to be like, everything's fine. Let's go like hang out again and be friends. But there, you could tell that she was like, yeah, all right. Like, this is sufficient. And I really appreciated that because I don't expect everyone to be able to do that. But it is nice when people can accept an apology. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh boy, it's Thursday, folks. You know what that means? It is Thursday. The weekend's around the corner. And right, we're coming in there. Coming over here. Apparently, you're having all the swells. We're going to be in Detroit tomorrow and Toronto on Saturday. Come on out.
I don't think they can. I think they're both sold out.
Oh, shit.
Detroit might have the second show still. Never mind. I don't know. Okay, try your best.
Yeah, two shows.
Come on out. Come on down.
Come on down now, Detroit, baby. Good. That's tires gonna be good. And engineers and engines.
It's like our last weekend of shows.
I know, for a
really long time. I mean, I'm going on the BERT tour, so check out those Fully Loaded Festival to come see me in the South. But yeah, these are our last two cities for a little bit.
Time to meditate.
Okay, it is?
That'd be nice. Just one section, just we just...
All right, Noah, what's the next?
So, Andrew, you're looking for a new car.
Oh, God.
Well, a drunk driver crashes and heads straight to the dealership to try to sell his damaged car with a missing tire.
I mean, this is a... If you're drunk, you're drunk. Just keep being drunk. Keep making drunk decisions.
Okay, so here's what happened. The man hit the median of the highway, the expressway, which caused the flat tire. The car started smoking and he kept driving, eventually losing that tire. He eventually stopped at a car dealership and appeared super drunk. Employees told police he was trying to sell his SUV. And police say inside the SUV, they found four Loco cans and a can of White Claw.
I mean, he didn't even stop to like get the cans out of his car.
I just love that story too. And just four Loco, like it's just one Loco. It's four like
wait, four Loco cans
no,
or
no,
four
one
no
Loco.
Just four Loco.
Let's just call it four
just
Loco.
One
cans.
Four Loco. Okay. Which is equal to four of any other drink.
I mean that's a yeah.
I mean class what is this in Florida?
Where is this? I'm not sure. I have to open the page.
I just love someone trying to get rid of the evidence. But like you're getting so many other people involved, paperwork involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
have
like
you ever tried to surrender a car? I mean, we've talked
it's
about
like
this.
Like if I killed you with a machete, right, and I still had blood on the machete, and then I go try
Indiana.
To pawn it.
Indiana. Okay.
And I'm like, no, it's a good machete.
People
here.
Are really stupid.
Yes.
I mean, that is what you find. I saw some TikTok last night where someone was like, "There's this kid." They were just make. It was on a, like TikTok cringe or whatever on Reddit, and it was some guy that was like, "You want our guns? I'll tell you what I tell all those liberals that want our guns." And he holds up a flag that says, "You can't have them." And he just holds up the flag and he goes, "Can't have them. Can't have them." So all you... And he, like, he's so... It's so embarrassing to watch. And he's in his attic and he has all these like dumb flags up. And he's wearing these suspenders and like pants pulled up. And I, the whole time I'm like, this guy's such an idiot. And then it turns out people in the comments are like, this guy has fetal alcohol syndrome, like for sure. And then all of a sudden it goes from being like this idiot to like this person's mom drank while they and that's a huge problem with this kind of these kinds of people that are like, come get my gun, like this like crazy not, yeah. like irrational fear and you know it's on both sides, by the way. Both sides have these kind of people, and it's you don't realize if you look up fetal alcohol syndrome, they have faces that are different than other people's faces. There's like a weird, you know, there's a lot of space in between their eyes.
Oh, wow.
There's like flatness on their cheeks.
A lot of those guys that were in that U-Haul are being like said to look like. Look at the photos. They all look like that.
Yes.
Like exactly how you're
and
describing.
And I'm not kidding you. It's a real thing. And if you just Google fetal alcohol syndrome and look at the faces of the kids that they show, because it is a structural thing that happens to your skull. And it, you can still operate but like a normal person and talk and learn and everything, but you have incredible learning disabilities and you are so susceptible to this fear-mongering and these like these messages. So it's actually, it went from being hilarious and like, God, this idiot, to like, oh, this kid's mom just drank throughout his pregnancy. It was very sad. But start to look for these, like, these types of faces so that you don't jump to like this hatred of those people and kind of maybe have an understanding that maybe this person, alcohol is so bad, man. I mean, I know it's so fun, but God, it's, have you ever seen a pregnant woman drink?
Just it's from the inside.
Oh, shit.
I always said my umbilical cord was like a beer bong straight to my stomach.
Yeah, dude. I was like, fill it up again, ma.
I'm like, I used to have a joke. I was like, I've never seen my mom go 9 days without drinking. I don't think she went 9 months when she was 25. I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't think she drank to excess. I know that there's moderation you can do, but I just don't, and I don't believe my mom didn't smoke cigarettes either. It just, once you grow up and you see how much your parents are addicted to cigarettes.
They didn't know quite as much that cigarettes were as bad as they are.
It's insane that you wouldn't think inhaling smoke inside your lungs that your baby is feeding off.
We were having a party in there. They were probably playing some fucking Tom Petty. I was just like,
last call.
Last call.
Yeah, it was, yeah, it's sad. Any other news?
So how much did he sell the car for?
No way he sold that car.
No, he didn't. They just called the cops. All right. How about Cheryl Burke makes a confession about her sex life. She reveals that she's never had an orgasm during sex.
Whoa.
I know Cheryl.
Who's Cheryl Burke?
She's on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
She was married to Matthew. Who's the guy? Joey.
Matthew Perry?
Oh, Matthew Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence. Joey Lawrence's brother, okay. Matthew, the really cute one. Oh my God, he's so cute.
So he's the one that's going to get made fun of, right?
Oh, yeah, because he.
People are going to make fun of him. Oh, you know,
make fun of him. I mean, sorry, guys, but most women aren't having orgasms from penetrative sex unless you incorporate a vibrator or the woman's hand doing something that will make her come. I mean, most women are having orgasms from penises because they're also rubbing their clit at the same time. Without that hand, would they have an orgasm? I bet they wouldn't, hon. I bet they wouldn't. I'm sorry. It's like you read the statistics. I mean, Noah, how rare is it to have an orgasm from penetrative sex for a woman? I mean, the stats are out there. Do you know that?
I don't know the stats, but I know for me, I can only have it from like if I'm on top. If I'm not on top, yeah. It's not happening, or very seldom.
Yes.
Well,
but do you have to stimulate yourself in any way clitorally?
No.
Oh well, then
but
you're
I
one
think
of the
I
lucky
do it,
ones.
Like on him.
Yeah,
I think
it probably touches
like
his pelvis bone. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
because you're probably doing the old rub move.
In a study in 2015 found only 6% of women said they always have an orgasm during penile vaginal intercourse.
Always?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how often do men always have an orgasm from penile vaginal? 100% of the time?
But what I'm saying is that was 6%, right? Always.
Yes.
So then what's the percentage of never?
But I'm just saying, how often do men...
No, I get what you're saying.
Men always have an orgasm from penis and vagina.
I would say 90%.
Unless they have ED, which women aren't suffering with. This is just a regular
woman. Some
just
come with boners. But anyways, besides the point, how many people... I get the 6% that always do, but never.
Yes. It says...
Because that's what she's saying.
Right. Yeah, well, it gets a little deeper. So she had a sex therapist on her podcast the week prior, and she felt insecure about talking about it. So she said, I think the reason I didn't want to say it at the time was because I didn't want to hurt anyone. That has nothing to do with the person. It has everything to do with me,
yes,
and my shame and my child abuse, yes, and my vulnerability.
Oh, I love her. She is such a sweetie and was so nice to me on the show. And I'm glad she's talking about that. I know so many women who have never had an orgasm, like even by their own hand. I mean, I didn't have one for so long. So it says 6% of women said they always have an orgasm during penile vaginal intercourse. 40% said they had an orgasm nearly always. 16% women had an orgasm half the time, and 38% had one infrequently. 14% of women under the age of 35 had never had an orgasm from intercourse.
Wait, 14%?
14% of women never had an orgasm from intercourse. And these are women that are sexually active under the age of 35.
But that's only 14. You were saying almost never do you have penile orgasms.
I'm saying that women, I bet you if you take into account rubbing your clit with your hand.
Yeah. Does it go down?
It would be no one. It would be like Noah. I'm sorry. Like I don't want to speak for every woman, but.
We could do a poll on Nikki Glaser.
There's no way that I watch porn and I see women who are coming. They're usually when they're rubbing their clit. There's something on their clit
too. Isn't that maybe that's how you orgasm?
But I watch enough porn to know that that's the case, and I read enough statistics that I know that women do not tend to come from just penetration. It is okay, a rare thing.
Here's what I'll say from just like the way that I have it is that I had to learn how to have an orgasm,
yes,
not just by like touching myself or like what kind of movement I like, but I have to get really, really focused and I have to like not be distracted by anything. If there's any little distraction, I'm out of it and I don't have one.
Totally. I agree. I can't be distracted. I'll lose it.
Would music help?
No. Well, you know, it's just like tone. It is scenario. It's like the things they're saying. It's the things you're thinking. And it's also like being focused on your vagina and like not being in your head too much, like feeling your feelings down there and like turning that sensory part on. And it's a bunch of stuff.
Being in a safe space too, where it's like, bring out whatever you have in that drawer. Like there's no judgment here.
Yes.
Like I feel like if you have any judgment, it's probably tough.
But sometimes I have all the toys in the world and it's just not going to happen for me because I'm just like not, something happened that day that is on my mind. And so it's like, I just don't, because to give up, it's such a release that if you're pent up at all about anything, I don't want to give up any, I don't want to release anything. Because if I release, I might start crying. I might shit, like everything will come out. And I don't want it to. Like sometimes for me, orgasm is control. And it's like, if I have an orgasm, it means I lose control. And I don't like losing control unless I feel very safe, very comfortable with who I am. Because if I lose control, control's all I fucking have. And so if I'm having a bad day where I lost a job or I didn't get a job or I'm feeling, you know, like I don't like my body, I don't like my face, whatever it is, my friends are upsetting me and I'm feeling out of control in those ways, I am not going to come, because that is the only thing I can control is that I am not going to like,
come.
Yeah, that I'm not going to like, because if you orgasm, that means you give up control because you're letting go. And for me, that's like, no, that's the only thing I can control right now. If I give up that, then I am a helpless, like, splatter
that,
of...
Would that go
I'm
with...
I'm an egg yolk.
Would that go with what we were talking about, though, with, like, are you holding in this strength? Is that ego as well? Because...
No, it's just, it's not even like...
You know what I mean, though? Because if you just let go of the orgasm, then you're let going of everything. Like, I'm letting...
Yeah, but that's too scary to let go of everything. Because if you let go of everything, I might not stop crying. I might...
But you
and
said
also...
But you said you felt good when you finally let go and you're just a baby.
Yes, but it's scary too. Like, you just... It's almost like bungee jumping. Like, yeah, it feels cool, but like right before you jump, you're like, fuck, this is going to be hell. But then while you're doing it, you're like, oh, this is actually pretty cool once you like let yourself do it.
Because for a guy, the orgasm is the release that allows you to feel relaxed about the other shit at times. That it actually... That holding in that orgasm is causing more anxiety and more stress because not only am I dealing with this, I'm also dealing with...
Well, it's the same
full.
Way for me with food. Like you, if I'm hungry, you get a plate in front of you, you start eating even if all the things aren't there. I need it to be perfect before I do it because I want this thing that I've been waiting for so much to be perfect. And if it isn't, I don't want to have it. And for me, that's why my favorite porn is like guys trying to make girls come and girls like trying not to come. Mm-hmm. And a guy forcing you to because you, and then you being like, well, I guess I didn't have a choice. That's like my favorite kind because it's all about control. It's very weird. Let's
hear
go to
that
break.
Airbnb guy.
Oh, God. Oh, please.
You hear that?
I
got
to find
Jacuzzi.
A new place to stay. Oh, no. I haven't even written him back. I'm sure he's like, she's probably mad at me. That's the other thing. When you don't get back to people or give them what they want, they think you're. Then that's the story is Nikki Glaser's a bitch and she's not nice to her fans and she doesn't appreciate them. And it's like, no, I just don't want to meet. I don't like meeting hosts of Airbnbs. Just throw it in a little rock in
the
garden.
I love a key in the garden.
I love a hidden key.
Oh,
okay. Let's go to break and come back with Fandrax. Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, we're back. Let's just cut right to Fanthrax. Hell yeah, dude. Let's hear it. What do we got from our listeners?
Okay, we have so many fun messages. Let's start with Annie.
Hi, besties. This is Annie. I'm calling from San Francisco. I listened to the episode today where there was the misuse of euthanize.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me of another misuse one. So my boyfriend is foreign. So English is his second language. And we were dog sitting our friend's dog, who was like a fairly young dog, also like a COVID dog, you know, like hadn't been away from its like owners very much. And so this dog had such anxiety and was just like crying, and like we couldn't get it to like take a nap and like give us a break. So, and my boyfriend had never had a dog before. He didn't really know how to deal. And so I look over and I see him Googling how to put a dog to sleep.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what the hell is your problem?
Oh my God.
Without realizing that he didn't realize that means to kill the dog.
Yes.
Instead of just, you know, help it calm down to take a nap. So, yeah, I made him erase that browser history.
Hilarious.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, isn't that interesting, though, that we all the words that we use to kill a dog are like not kill a dog. Put him down. That sounds like it just like, oh, the vet put my dog down. Oh, he told your dog that he had a fat tail. No, he didn't insult him. He put him to sleep. Oh, so he sang him a lullaby. No, he injected.
It's probably because poison most into dogs die before kids become adults. And then you got to tell them how you killed the dog.
Oh, right.
You know, you got to come home and be like, oh, we slit his throat.
But that's so confusing to foreigners.
Yeah.
For sure, to be like, oh, I had to put my dog down.
Yeah.
And they're like, down where? Where did you put him in the basement? Like, I'm sure they're just so confused.
It's like talking to a computer.
Yeah. Luigi, I hope I never have to put you down. Will you put me down? That'd be so funny if he was just like, rah, 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 like, it's time.
Today.
And he like held my hand with his paw.
Just started.
And I'm on the table just like twitching.
Taking you to the balcony.
I'm sorry if that's triggering anyone. It's a very sad thing that I'm scared to ever have happen. All right. Next Fanthrax.
All right. Next Fanthrax comes from Melanie.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is, God, I hate when I start talking like that. My name's Melanie. I've been a bestie since the UF days. I just wanted to come on and kind of just playfully poke fun or tease Nikki for when her friend Taylor was on about the stealing. Because I think Nikki's really concerned about, like, the justice side of it, like, you know what I mean? Like, someone's gonna suffer as a result of, like, your, you know, whatever. And just letting you know, Nikki, I don't want to make any assumptions, but I don't know if you've worked retail, but they have like huge numbers of like loss amounts. Like, basically, like, they have a certain number because of how rich, like, Walmart and Target and all those like big box companies. You shouldn't steal from local, but big box steal your heart away, because they make so much room to prepare for losses, as they call it, that literally no one gets dinged. The employees don't get dinged. No one gets dinged. So really,
okay, it
actually literally hurts no one. And those big corporations are evil anyway, so we shouldn't care. They're not suffering. And I promise you, the good people are not suffering.
Okay.
Also, I love stealing. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I love you guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Too. Thanks for filling me in. Okay. I'm okay with it. I'm more concerned she's going to get arrested now at this point.
Yeah.
I do. I'm on board. Yeah, I just don't want her to get arrested and like have to pay thousands of dollars and like be embarrassed.
Is Taylor's mugshot on? It might be on mugshots.com. I'm sure she looks awesome in it.
I bet she does.
She has all those cool tattoos. She looks like,
she's so adorable.
She'd look great in a mugshot.
She's such a good guest. I'm glad people liked her so much. And you're right. I'm just worried about her safety and her getting arrested at this point now. But someone please write in and be like, you don't need to worry about that.
I wish we could steal from Amazon somehow.
I think you can.
Oh, they have stores now.
People are doing this shitty thing where they buy books on Amazon and then they read them and return them. And the authors are losing out on that. I heard that's actually a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
And if you return something on Amazon, they put little like finders things, like little satellite things in them to see where it goes when it's returned. Landfill. It's more money to reshelf things than it would be to just throw it out and just take it as a loss. Oh. So just realize when you return things, especially to like Zara's, H&M's, they're throwing it away. They're not putting restocking it. All right, next Fanthrax.
You should give it to your mom.
That's a good point. I'll take it.
I took those
those meals. They're already hot.
And they're already
hot. And you had to put them in the oven.
Okay, let's see what Jack has to say.
I bet you I know.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. Yep. It's Jack from London. I'm just calling in because something that Nikki said a couple of weeks ago about how she didn't deserve a nap, or if she hadn't been productive that day, reminded me of something really Kerr from Orlando Bloom, when he said about his morning routine. He was saying that he has to earn his breakfast by going for a hike first, and then has some green powders that he mixes with brain octane oil and collagen powder. Kerr!
I really memorize it. Kerr
anyway,
is right.
I just thought I would share that because it reminded me of it, so don't be Kerr. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing you in London in October. I just got my tickets. I'm so excited.
Yes!
Can't wait. And also, I just wanted to say I love watching your Instagram lives because you really are a great singer and you can sing anything. So please Thanks, carry on doing that. Anyway, I love you guys. Carry love on. The show. And don't be cut. And jack me.
Jack me. I love him. That's so nice. Yeah. And it's so funny he said that about Orlando Bloom, because I just saved this article because I want to read it. And it's a Wall Street Journal magazine. On Mondays, Gwyneth Paltrow wakes up at 6:30 a.m. and goes straight to her sink where she does an oil pull. She puts a big scoop of minty coconut oil in her mouth and swishes it around for 10 minutes. I'm trying to talk like her. While she goes about other parts of her routine. For the uninitiated, oil pulling is an Ayurvedic technique that promises to pull toxins from the body and to help with teeth whitening. I love it. You do that and you feel, and you have your tongue scraper. Wow. Your mouth feels super fresh. And then she does a 20-minute transcendental meditation before her coffee, workout, and go-to smoothie. Go fuck yourself with your routine. Morning routines, I don't want to hear about them. They make me feel bad. Kuh. Next up, final thought.
Okay, let me get this one from Allie, because I'm kind of curious what you have to say.
Hi, besties. This is your bestie, Allie.
Nikki,
this is specifically for you. I'll make it short. I have been dying for your mattress air conditioner review. I wake up every single night just hot and annoyed. Oh, and you mentioned it, maybe a month ago now.
Yeah, I did.
So I'm just calling to put a little pressure on you, babe.
Thank you.
Let us know how it is. Share your knowledge. Okay, thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Guys, I have not taken it out of the box because I am too intimidated by plugging it in. I need Chris to do it. And every time he comes over, it's just so late and we just want to hang out and watch TV. I just can't set it up. There's something there. But every single night, Allie, I'm not kidding you. Every single night, I am so hot in my apartment now because it's like 94 degrees at night here in St. Louis that every night I'm like, why haven't I set it up yet? So I will set it up. We're taking a week off, so we won't, and then I'm going to be on the road after that. No, I'll be back on the 27th. Okay, so I'll set it up when I get back, and I'll give you a review as soon as I get it cranking. But I need to. That was impetus I needed. Do you ever do that? Do you ever buy something and not take it out of the box for a month?
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Do you ever spend $600 or something in the middle of the night that is only necessary for your life 3 months out of the year, and you use one of those months just having it sit in a box in a room? And you don't even use it? I mean, what am I doing with my life? Today, I was supposed to go to my body specialist, but I just didn't feel like it. And because I haven't been doing the exercises, and I go, what is he going to teach me? Tell me to do the exercises he told me to do last time again and just be disappointed in me? Not doing it. So I canceled the appointment. Could I have canceled it yesterday because I knew I was going to cancel it today? Yes. Did I cancel it yesterday? No. Why didn't you? Oh, I don't know, because I wanted to spend $200 on a thing that I could have 24 hours cancellation. You don't have to pay. But instead, I cancel it day of and have to pay $200, whatever it is. It's like, why? I knew I wasn't going to go yesterday. Why couldn't I make that call? If that makes you feel better about whatever you're delaying in your life and adding up expenses, I hope it does, because boy, that is a thing I do. I was thinking today, all of the times I have done less than 24 hours cancellation, I'm talking I could have bought a yacht at this point. A tiny toy yacht.
For your dad.
Yeah, but you never would have took it and put it in the water. It would just be sitting there on land.
I could have bought a land
your
yacht.
Your dad would be, how heavy is that yacht?
Not a yacht, but I would say probably $20,000 in just things, cancellation fees under the 24-hour notice. Because I'm a canceller.
I'm right where there with you.
And you heard me with you guitar teacher the other day. I always offer double the money because I feel so bad that
you'll
I canceled.
You'll feel better. I don't set up auto pay ever. It's the easiest thing ever. You click it. I can't do it. And then I pay late my Verizon bill every time. My phone gets turned off.
Your phone gets turned off?
Well, at times.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I don't have I don't do auto pay.
Whoa.
It's a click.
Dude, I mean,
you know what it is? Sometimes with auto pay, you have to put in your bank account.
Dude, I'm the same way. It is like one number. It is one me going to my wallet and pulling out a credit card and not wanting to type in a number.
Is it privilege?
This is
ADD.
This is a real problem people have of like, negative. Why can't I do this simple thing? I mean, this happens to me all the time in my life.
Oh, dude, I told you I got that letter every day almost in the mail, and I avoided it because I thought it was a big bill. It was like $15. I avoided it for 2 years. I lived with the guilt of not paying this bill.
Oh, my God.
It was like $15.55, and I didn't pay.
Right now, I'm stressed out because I am about to go on a press tour for F-Boy Island, which starts July 14th, and my special, which comes out a couple days after that, maybe. I'm saying a couple as in two, but who knows if it's two because it hasn't been announced yet. It's two. And then I'm supposed to watch the first four episodes of F-Boy so I can pull clips to play on the talk shows I'm going on. You know, like, oh, we have a clip from it. And they sent me the trailers for my special. I can't watch them. I cannot. What is wrong with me that I can't watch my own thing? It would take 2 minutes of my life. What
Keep
was that?
The book.
Keep reading the book and I can get past it. Is it Factor X? Is it Part X?
Yes.
How far are you in the book? What percentage are you at now?
I am like almost to the end of chapter two. Almost on chapter three, I believe.
Okay. And I'm about that far too.
He says exactly what both of you guys are talking about, like avoiding something. And yeah, we have to get to the end of this book for the sake of all of us.
I already told my friends
about this book. I had two women come over and check out my house for birds yesterday.
And you already told them.
And we hung out for 2 hours talking about addiction, our insecurities as women. Like, we talked about birds for literally 30 seconds. And the rest of it was, I mean, we talked about birds throughout the whole thing. Because I am a bird woman through and through. These women are childless. They're, you know, both in relationships with people who don't want to have kids. Getting a bird is literally getting your tube tied. It is announcing to the world, I am good without kids. I'm fine. And I'm a bird woman. These women are my people. We hung out for so long. I have new friends. But I told them about the book. I was like, I already sent them the book this morning. I was like, I sent them a screenshot. I was like, you got to read this book. We're doing a book club.
This is the best ever. dude, there's a lady, a famous lady in Stuart, Florida, a small town. And she was an actress. I forget her name. I could find out. But she owns like... no bullshit on her land, like 50 peacocks.
Yeah.
And she was the peak, like, she was a bird, like, I could see that. I could see that for you.
Yeah.
I love
them. I'm very excited about this new venture
like
of my
Nikki
life.
Nikki Glaser lives over on the hill.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a crazy old woman that was like, she used to be famous. No, I know. And they'll be like, who was she? And people will Google me with their eyes or whatever in the sky when the technology can do that. Yeah, I'll be like Shelley Duvall, who disappeared to Santa Fe. Shelley Duvall, you know, who was in The Shining?
Oh, yeah.
She was a huge actress, and she disappeared. And you should read this piece that came out about her a couple years ago. It's really fascinating. If you just Google Shelley Duvall, like, now, where is she? She's like, she just gave up the Hollywood life and is like this eccentric woman like that lives in Santa Fe and like has this weird life that she just is like, I'm not going back into that.
Like, you think someone like Cameron Diaz is ever going to be in a movie again?
She said she's never going to.
Oh, she did?
She actually quit. She retired, she said. But that's what they say when they want to do a comeback.
Oh. Or if Hollywood has given up. I don't think Hollywood has given up.
No, I want more. I want more Diaz.
I love her.
Oh, she is just a breath of fresh air. I love Cameron Diaz.
You know what?
I'm gonna
see Something About Mary's again.
Something About Mary. It's such a good movie. Last night, I actually was in the mood for some nostalgia. I pulled out my Roku, and what did I watch? I'm about to tell you. It was a movie called An American President. Do you remember? It's Michael Douglas and Annette Bening. In the movie, she's 37, but she looks like she's Mother Henning. She looks a lot older. You're reminded that in the 90s, women looked old, even though they were young, because of, I don't know, mold or cigarettes or less Botox. I don't know what was happening, but she had a boy haircut and she was a leading lady. It made me yearn for a simpler time when, you know, Michael Douglas was hot and when I couldn't rhyme.
Damn. Oof. You really hit me in all the heartstrings.
But An American President is really a good watch, by the way. Nostalgia burst. 1995, classic movie. He plays the president. He's a single bachelor, and Annette Bening comes into his life, and it's like the president dating. It's so good.
Oh, and they were
Aaron
have to
Sorkin.
Be sneaky about it.
No, they weren't sneaky at all. Aaron Sorkin wrote it. Rob Reiner directed. Like, it's all like, and it's really good. Martin Sheen is in it. Michael J. Fox, before he had Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox is... you realize one of the best actors ever. Oh. Just the nuances of his facial expressions. I mean, I never saw Back to the Future. I'm just going solely off of An American President where he plays a supporting role. He's fantastic.
Oh, Yo, Michael J. Fox, I miss you, man. You
always... He's still alive.
Huh? Can I just rap?
Yeah. I just want to, you know.
I know he's...
You don't have to miss him
from movies.
I miss him from the movies.
Do you remember Brendan Walsh one time? He's a comedian.
He died?
He did Conan, and he came out, and he goes, guys, I just want to stay before I start my set. I just want to announce Gene Hackman died. And everyone goes, oh! And he goes, okay, he didn't die, but he is still alive. Based on your response, you all need to tell him how you feel about him urgently. It was like, it's just such a good moment where people are like, I didn't realize I loved Gene Hackman so much.
Is he alive, though, for real?
He is alive, yeah. Oh, shit. He's still alive. Anyway, go on.
I'll miss you, Michael.
Okay, guys, that's our show for this week. We are going to be off next week. Just let us have it. We're so sorry. We will miss you so much. I'll probably be going live on Instagram for my girls' trip. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being our friends. Thank you for the Fanthrax. We are on tour. See you in Detroit. See you in Toronto. We have European dates available on my website. Also, some other dates. Go check it out, nickyglazer.com/whatever tour. Don't be cut and Jack from London. You.
It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, because you were saying he said me. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. That was good.
Whoa, dude.
Oh, Jack on the brain.
Jack on the brain.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.